Weiter in Shas, Bava Basa, Daf Kuf Yud, picking up on Kuf Yud, top of the page, four lines down, Amar of Hanos Aisha, someone who marries a woman, Sarach Shivtach Ba'acha, you got to check out the brothers, says the Rashbam, Shabonim Domin La'achia Am, because your children, your sons are going to end up being like your wife's brothers, so check them out. Shan Amar, the Pesach says, Vikach Aaron is Elisheva, Basaminodav, Achos Nachshon, and Aaron took Elisheva, the daughter of Aminodav, the sister of Nachshon, as a wife. Now the question is, for the fact it says the daughter of Aminadav, I didn't know that she's the sister of Nachshon. We know that in another place. Why does he have to say it? From here we see that you go and you marry a woman, you should check into her brother. It says it was very chosh of a person, therefore he took her. Most of your sons are going to be like the brothers of the mother. Therefore, check it out. Vayasuru. Okay, now we get back to the story we were talking about yesterday, about Pesel Micha and about Yehonasan. The pasuk says, "Vayasuru sham bayomru lo mi heviyecha halom muma ta'ose bazeh umalachapo." The pasuk says, and this is the people from Dun, they came and said to Yehonasan, "Who brought you here, and what do you do here, and what is there for you here?" Right. This is in Shoftim, and it's talking about when Yehonasan, who was the one who was the Kohen for the Pesach Micha, and you had the spies of Dan who came, and they were staying at that place, and they saw him. And from this Lashon, these different Lashonos, we're going to see they're actually hinting and alluding to something. Amr lo, what were they saying? Lami Moshe Korah says, don't you come from Moshe Rabbeinu? Tichsev bei al tikrav halom. Right, and he says, like, if you look at the pasuk we saw before, "Vayisu sham vayom lo mehivyom halom umar tosef bazeh umar chapo." So they answer him from those lashonos. He says, "Al tikav halom." He says, "Don't come any closer." It's Hashem saying to Moshe Rabbeinu not to come to the snare, to the burning bush. Right, this is when he had the staff and it turned into the snake. Right, what is this in your hand? Here, stand over here with me. This is by the Seres Adibros that he says you're going to go and take the rest of the Torah. You're not going to become a Kohen for Avodah Zarah. He says, this is what I accept of your tradition from my father's father, from our household. A person should rent himself out to Avodah Zarah. Rashbam says, don't let your heart be filled with Zarah. You should rent yourself from Avodah Zarah, give yourself over, and not cause yourself to take staka. The person should be willing to go out and even work for Avodah Zarah in order to make a parnasa. Obviously, not to serve Avodah Zarah, but to be do something for Velohi. But really, that's not Moshe meant at all. El Avodah Zarah, it means Avodah Shezara Lo, a service which is Zar to you. Says your spam, who chashiv, he's a chashiv person. From Malacha Nimvza Umchu Eres, Ela Shein Ba Isser. It's something which is like a low level type of work, but there's no Isser that's involved with it. Obviously, you can't do Avodah Zarah, because I'm really Rav Kahana. Netosh Nivelta Beshuka Ushkol Agra, Velote Magavi Rabba on a Vizila B Milsa. Though you should be willing to go ahead and to skin carcasses in the marketplace and get paid for your work, and not to say, oh, I'm a chush of a person and these things are beneath me. You got to go and, you know, try to make a living and doing the best that you can, doesn't matter what it is. Nah, I just can't be able to start though. Since David HaMelech saw that for Yehonasan, the work was, you know, money was very chavv to him, and he needed money in order to be able to live, and that's why he was doing what he was doing. He set him up to be in charge of all the otzer, the treasure houses. Shenemar u'shvuel ben Gershom ben Nashe nagid ala otzos. And Shvuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moshe, right, it says, we switch a rule over there, right, it says Menashe, we switch it to Moshe, b'cholak suvim Isa, says in Mishra Sashas. So Shvuel ben Gershom ben Moshe, nogir al oitzos, v'chi Shvuel shmo, was Yonasan's name Shvuel, v'alo Yonasan, Yonasan shmo, was his name Yonasan, amir b'yachanan, that sheshav lekel b'chol libo, he returned to Hashem, shavu kel, unbelievable that we're reading this right after Yom Kippur. We're turning to Hashem with all of his heart, and he did tshuva for everything that he had done, and therefore, that's why he was called that. Says the Rashbam, Achshiv Shaya Lo Mamon Harbe. Once he had a lot of money, therefore he just returned. He wasn't really doing this in order to, you know, serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to serve, I'm sorry, he wanted to serve Hashem. He wasn't serving he wasn't involved in the Vodazar to serve it, but rather he just needed the money. Okay, next part of the mission we said, Vahabana Mesav. This is the flip, like, who inherit and bequeath, right? And the son to the father. Okay, so now, what does it say? It says the son to the father, but it doesn't mention, when the mission is talking about these ideas, that he mentioned sons, but not daughters, which seem to be saying that we don't put a son and daughter on the same level. They're not on the same level. So now the Gemara asks, Minolan, where do we know that the son is on a higher level in terms of this idea to the daughter, right? In other words, if they're equal, the Mishnah should have said that the sons and the daughters are able to nochen manchilan. Why does it say only sons to the fathers? Dechsev is a pasuk says, Ish ki yamos. The full pasuk is, Ve'el b'nei yiso tadaber le'emor, Ish ki yamos le'bnei in lo, Ve'avartem es nachal aso le'bito. Right, so it says, a man, when he dies and he doesn't have a son, you give it over to the daughter. Now, we dodge and we say, Taima Dein Lo Ben. The reason why the daughter would get it is because there's no son. Hayesh Lo Ben, if there's a son, Ben Kohen, the son goes first. Now, the Gemara says, okay, so there we see straight up. That's why the son and daughter are not on equal footing. Amalei Rav Papa Le'abaye. Rav Papa says to Abaye, Ema, we should say, maybe it means something else. Iika Bein Leiros Bein. Ika bas terus bas, ika benu bas lo hayleros for lo hayleros. Right, really, we should say that if there's a son, then let the son go and let him be yorish. If there's a daughter, let her. If there's both of them, then lo hayleros lo hay lo hay. Then neither one of them should be yarshining over here. It says the Gemara, what are you talking about? If Ella, beep, turn the page, kufir my base, man leros, who exactly is supposed to inherit? Says the Rashbam, im lo krovav, a krovim lo yoser, then who's doing it? Atu bar kasha, the musaleros? What do you want? The bar kasha, the Rashbam says, the moshel ha'ir, the ruler of the city, he should be one who goes in, he should inherit? Says going to hachi kamina, this is what I mean to say. Ika ben ubasa, there's a son and daughter, lo hay leros kulev, lo hay leros kulev, neither leros from a lesson of lirosh, right? Yerusha, you substitute the tough in the shin. All right, so neither one of them should do it. It's not each one of them would take it, but they go and they do it, and each one should split it. They should split it. Maybe that's what it means to tell you. Do we need a pasuk to tell where the one who died has one son? That this son is going to get everything, he's going to inherit the stuff of his papa. Right? We know that. So if it's really true that a son and a daughter are equal, then the pasuk shouldn't have said that a daughter is going to inherit if there's no son, because that would be obvious. What it should have said, it should have said that if a man has no kids, right, no children, then it goes to the brothers. It says, but Dilma Hakamash Malan, maybe that's what it's actually telling you. The bas nami bas yerushi, that a daughter also, she qualifies as getting a Yerusha. And for the Gemara, who mi b'chol bas yeres is nachal nafka. That we already learned that from another pasuk. It says any daughter who's going to inherit, right? So the fact that our pasuk, if a man dies and doesn't have a son, mentions the daughter and puts her after the son, must be teaching you very simple that the son precedes the daughter. He brings another mekor to tell us that the son is going to get before the daughter. Mehacha, we learn it from here. This is talking about the story of Benos Tzalafchad. We know Tzalafchad only had five daughters, and that was going to happen. The Yerusha, they were going to lose it because they weren't going to be Yerush anything, right? So he came from Menashe, he died, and he had these five daughters, no sons. And when they found that only men are going to be involved, you know, giving up and splitting up the land, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, hold on a second, we don't have any brothers, we're not going to have any land. What's going on over here? We should get. Lama yigara shema vino mitoch mishpachto ki ein lo ben. Why should the name of a father be yigara, be deleted from the midst of his family because there's any children? There's any sons. Time at ein lo ben. All right. So the reason they're coming, they're arguing that they should get was because he had no sons. Hayesh lo ben. But if you would have a son, ben kodem, the son goes first, which is clearly showing that the daughter gets only after the only if there's no sons over there. Says Gemara, V'dama b'nos chalafchad who do kamer in lachi. Maybe it was only b'nos chalafchad who were saying this, thinking that that should be the din. Nitna Torah v'nischacha alacha. But once the Torah teaches us these laws, was given and it was taught against that, so then that wouldn't be the case, right? The fact that the daughters b'nos chalafchad, they felt that a son should go in front of them doesn't mean that that's going to be the din. That's just what they said. So maybe the Torah wouldn't get rid of what they're saying, and really they're on equal footing. So it's not a good raya to say that that's the makor. Rather, we go according to the first source that we saw over there, that if a man dies and he only has a son, then we go and we say that we find from there that a son is going to precede a daughter. That's the second answer, and it was knocked out going back to the first. Now, the third answer, Ravina Amar Mehacha, says Rashbam Nafka Ben Kodun, that's is where we know that a son comes before a daughter. Hakaro Velov, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, V'im Ein Achim La'aviv, if the fathers have many brothers and sons, Matakas Holushayra, Hakaro Velov, we give it to the one, the relative that is a kohen v'lev mishpachto v'yarishos of ha'isul v'nei yisrael chuz mishkasim v'shem is Moshe. Right, so we see clearly that we give it to the she'eru hakarov elav. Hakarov elav, the one that's close to him. Hakarov karov kodem. Hakarov karov kodem. What's coming to tell you that the closer relative comes to before a further relative, and the son is closer than the daughter. Says Gemara, umay kurvet ben mibas. Why do you say that a son is closer to the father who died than the daughter? Sheben come tachasav of liyad l'seichuzah. Because like we saw the other day, 2 days ago, I think it was 2 days ago, that the son, maybe it was yesterday, I don't remember. Anyway, I think it was 2 days ago. That the son goes in lieu of the father to do yiyud, that is if they have an amah avriya, and the father doesn't want to marry her, that the son can do it. And the l'seichuzah, that the son can go and get it back for the family. Yada, when it comes to yiyud, bas lav Bas Yadahi, a daughter who doesn't have yud, and Steachuza Namir, Steachuza also, Mehai Pircha Gufa Hu, the Kaimale Litana, Klom Yesh Yibom Elbum Kom, Shein Ben, right? For, pardon, back it up just a drop. Umay covered the ben mibas. Why are you saying the son is closer than the daughter? Because of the fact that he goes on in lieu of the father for year than the stay achuza? That's not necessarily a raya. Because the other, when it comes to yod, basla bas yodhi, she's just not it doesn't fit the category. She's a woman, she can't do yod, obviously not. And stay achuza nami is not a raya. Mehai pircha gufa hu de kaima le litana. The fact that the son actually does get to stay achuza is learned out from the idea of klum yesh yibam elabim kom shein ben. Is yibam ever done when there's no son, right? Of course not. So we see that what? That this applies to the daughter just as well as to the son. Because if there's a daughter that's there, even if there's no son, there's also no yibam, right? So we could say that a daughter also could do the stay achuza. So you have no raya that a son is closer than the daughter. Ella mechfartikin shir makara. It makes sense to say, like we said originally, the first answer that we brought says the Rashbam mehash to ikel amidrash mina gabi stay achuza debas b'makom. Ben ke acher dami ke the ashken gabi yusha. So if we see also with stechuzah, she's not going to be the one who's going to fill in place. Viba yzema mehachi, or another attempted source to show that the son goes before the daughter, we can learn it out from the following. The pasuk says v'snachaltem osam lebneichem achareichem. You shall hold them as an inheritance for your sons after you. Right. This is talking about an eved kenani that gets transferred from one door to the next as a Yerusha. B'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. Your sons are going to receive the Eved Kenani, but not your daughters. We show that the daughters don't inherit when there's also sons over there, says Rashbam, right? V'lo b'noseichem b'mokom sheish ben. So we see that he goes first, says the Gemara, Ela me'ata l'man yirbu yimeichem, right? You're saying the fact that b'neichem sons doesn't mean daughters, maybe it means daughters. Meata. Laman yirbu yimeichem v'imei b'neichem. The pasuk says that the reward HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give to those who follow the Torah in Dvarim, in order that your days be prolonged in the days of your b'neichem. Hachanami b'neichem v'lomaseichem. What it means, your sons, and it means not your daughters. Of course, your daughters also are going to be able to gain the benefit of following the Torah. It says Rashbam, bracha shai, no, that's already the answer. Hachanami b'neichem v'lomaseichem. You want to say that also? And for the Gemara, bracha shiny. I don't bring up the idea of bracha. Bracha is a different zach. Says Rashbam, bracha shiny. Dal chol yisrael mevarech. Falo yitzchel mikhtav tarechem. The svari he the bein abanim bein abanus. Of course, that's going on banim and banus. The im bracha lechatzayin. You don't have a bracha that gets split. Aval gabi Yerusha imis to the banus yerushos b'makom ben havel mikhtav zarechem. It should have said Zarachim. The fact that it's a Benechim, it means Dafka Benechim and Abno Sechem. Says the next part of the Mishnah, V'achim and Avnochen Umanchilin. The brothers that come from a they could be brought up from another mother, but as the same father, they also, they inherit and also they give over. Says Gemara Minalan, where do we know this from? That it's only from the father and not from the mama. Amar Rabba Asya Achva Achva Mibnei Yaakov. We learn out of Gezerah Shava of brotherhood from Bnei. Bnei Yaakov from the brother says Rashba Machma Achba Ksiv Hachav Nesatam Es Nachaloso LaAchiv Ksiv Hasam Breish Shneim Asar Avdin Achim Anachnu Bnei Ish Echad Bnei Ish Miusarhu Lidrosh the Stam Achin Einun Elamin Av that Achim comes from the father back in the Gemara Malaholan Min Haavolam Neim just like over there for the children of Yaakov when it says brothers. It means from the father, not from the mother, because they have different mothers, but yeah, they're so-called brothers. Havkan min av, lo min aim, so here, when it comes to the idea of Yerusha, it's from the av and not from the aim. Frankly, Gemara v'lam ali, why do you need a gezira shava to tell you that that from the mother, if they're from the same mother, it's not going to work? Says Rashbam, lo min li gezira shava, gabi Yerusha, hanavka lo min l'chsev, we learned it out, mi mishpachto, v'achim min aim, en mishpachto, right? We learned that already. En mi mish. Right, so the Gemara says v'lamali mimishpachto v'yarsho saksev. It says in the pasuk you learn out. It says that you're giving over the estate to the relative, his closest of his family, and he shall inherit it. Mishpachas avkuri mishpacha mishpachas aim and nukuri mishpacha. It's not called mishpacha. So why do you have to even spell that out? This whole achva achva shtekel. And a chenam. He says Gemara, that's true. That's true. We didn't need the gzeir shava. V'chiyit madrabanan. When the Rabbanim taught us Gezeirah Shava, it's coming to teach in reference to Yibam. This is a throwback, my friends, to Maseches Yevamos, right? Obviously, we saw this in Maseches Yevamos more than one time. That what? Says the Rashbam. When it comes to Yibam, Ki Yashvu Achim Yachtov, who makes Echad Mehem, or Ben Einlo, etc., then Yibam happens. The Achiv me. May aviv has to be a father, a brother from a father. Miyabe mesishto, he does yibam on his deceased brother's wife. V'lo achiv me'imo, but not if it would be the brother from the mother. And that we're learning out from this particular gezeirah shava. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.